Governor Doyle vetoed a photo ID bill last year, saying it would disenfranchise the poor and the elderly. But Republican State Representative Jeff Stone says adding the requirement to the Constitution won't prevent the legislature from addressing those concerns.
This legislation also creates the opportunity, though, for the legislature to exempt certain classes of voters, for example, seniors, possibly those in nursing homes, that might not have access to getting a photo ID to be exempted from this requirement.
But the director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin says despite that flexibility, a photo ID requirement will keep some legitimate voters from going to the polls. Andrea Kaminsky says most of the problems that occurred in the 2004 election that prompted the call for an ID were the result of poorly trained and overworked poll workers. She cites the example of a Milwaukee man with a felony record who bragged about his vote to his parole officer.
He thought he was doing the right thing. He didn't even know. So what we need is better education. We need better education of the training of the election workers so that they can catch these things.
Kaminsky says there's already an election reform bill that includes more poll workers and more training, and she's convinced once the state's new voter registration list is complete, many of the problems that occurred in 2004 will be solved. Republicans say if Governor Doyle loses the November election, they may drop the constitutional amendment idea in the hope that a Republican governor will sign a photo ID bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.